I should like to know how the weavers are getting on with my cloth, said the emperor to himself. After some little time had elapsed, he was, however, rather embarrassed when he remembered that a simpleton, or one unfit for his office, would be unable to see the manufacture. To be sure, he thought he had nothing to risk in his own person, but yet he would prefer sending somebody else to bring him intelligence about the weavers and their work before he troubled himself in the affair. All the people throughout the city had heard of the wonderful property the cloth was to possess, and all were anxious to learn how wise or how ignorant their neighbors might prove to be. From childhood playgrounds to corporate boardrooms, the need to belong is deeply woven into human nature. We are social creatures, wired for connection, and throughout history, our survival has depended on our ability to function within a group. Whether it's a family, a friend circle, a workplace team, or an online community, every person seeks a sense of acceptance and purpose within a collective. A circus? I've always wanted to be a clown, Bella said. What? Rooster squawked. You a clown? You're not that funny, Pig snorted, except when you get bonked on the forehead. Cows can't be clowns, Horse whinnied. Bella grunted as she stomped to her stall. Clomp, clomp, clomp. Rooster, Pig, and Horse are wrong, she said to herself. I can be a clown. While her friends napped, Bella snuck out of the barn. She followed the sound of the calliope music to the circus. Bella's eyes popped. Colors, costumes, and crowds everywhere. And clowns. So many clowns. Time and time again, I found, after examining their recent and historical clientele, that 80% of their revenue comes from 20% of their clients, and the Pareto principle consistently shows up. Upon deeper examination, I found that those 20% of clients were consistently different from the other 80% of clients. They had different demographics, employees, revenue, geographies, ownership type, etc., different psychographics, what they valued and cared about, and many times experienced different trigger events, an occurrence that causes another event to happen.